From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Thursday, March 28th.
Bring your busted bracket and your pilfered Powerball to us. We'll all get through it. Let's get started.
We know that they were hard workers. We know that they love soccer. We know that they love, you know, their families and the community.
Stories surfacing out of a tragedy. This morning, we learn more about the workers who died in the Baltimore bridge collapse as we await the data from the ship's black box recording system.
I see our community and students hurting and people that I really admire and our administrators and teachers and staff at the schools really pleading for help.
Parents concerned about safety at Santa Rosa City Schools want the ouster of the school board president. The question about more officers on campus and a community getting active for answers. Baseball is back, but for many A's fans, it means more heartbreak and worry. Now, more outrage as some of the team's biggest supporters face a social media shutdown.
Our vow to you, we will never block you from commenting on our social media.
I know. I mean, I feel like that's one of the big reasons social is very cool and fun, because you get to speak your mind and you hear differences of opinions and sometimes you learn things. So, yeah. And A's fans deserve to be heard. Yep. I'm Gianna Franco. I love baseball. So excited. Today is opening day for many teams. Baseball is officially here. And since the A's are in town, Paul, and they're going to be opening up at home, what's the weather going to be like? Because I'm sure there'll be some fans out there wondering, do I need a jacket? Where's the umbrella?
I think the jacket is a go. I think the umbrella you can leave at home, at least for today. The rest of the weekend, not so much, but today should be mainly dry. I don't want to say completely dry because we can see clearly on the radar there are still some scattered showers. The wave of rainfall that moved through yesterday evening, quarter of an inch, half of an inch of rainfall, that's gone. But in the wake of that storm, we're still picking up a few showers. And there are a few heading directly toward you in Half Moon Bay and Pacifica and South San Francisco, likely hopping over the peninsula right out towards San Mateo and SFO, picking up a few showers right now. How much rain fell? Well, in the Santa Cruz Mountains, more than an inch of rainfall. Kentfield, nearly an inch of rain. Berkeley, about one half of an inch of rain. Pacifica, a third of an inch. We go down the list to San Francisco, two tenths of an inch of rain. In San Jose, about one seventh of 1 inch of rainfall. Not a washout today. We're in between weather systems. There will be a couple scattered showers. San Jose, partly sunny skies. Maybe a few showers this morning. We're 58 degrees by 11 o'clock and lower 60s with partly sunny skies this afternoon. So a pleasant day, not that warm, not that sunny, but mainly rain-free. Here are your high temperatures this afternoon throughout Northern California. San Francisco, 59. Could be a couple showers this morning. Novato, Petaluma, upper 50s. Oakland, 60 degrees. Concord, 62. Redwood City, 62. Fremont today, 61 degrees. So we're in between weather systems, which means there's another one coming. The one that's coming is going to last 2 days. We'll talk about how much rain and how much wind coming up in a few minutes. Right now, let's see how the roads are doing at 7 o'clock. Here's Gianna. Good morning.
Hey, Paul. You know, this is our busiest hour when it comes to the morning commute, when we see a lot more volume out there on the roadways. But what's in our favor is that spring break. You've got Easter this weekend. A lot of kids are off school this week. You've got a lot of vacation happening next week. So likely a lot of parents are taking time off too, which means, look at this, we're seeing some pretty nice traffic patterns on the roadways overall. That doesn't mean we're not seeing any brake lights. North 880 as you work your way out of Hayward and headed over towards Oakland this morning. We've got some brake lights, a couple of crashes reported in and around that area. If you're making that ride out of San Jose, but I've been keeping a close eye on 101. It started off very busy this morning with an unfortunate crash on 101 near 880. Well, it's all been cleared. Lanes are now open, but still sluggish as you head near that 280-680 connector. But travel times, you know, they're not so bad. We're seeing a lot of yellow, which means speeds are pretty decent on 80 Highway 4, 101. It's really that Altamont Pass commute where we're seeing a lot of slow and go conditions, as well as the Bay Bridge. But that's to be expected as you commute on a Thursday morning into the city.
Gianna, thank you for that. Developing news out of Baltimore this morning in the wake of that deadly bridge collapse. The bodies of two men pulled from the water by dive teams. Those teams risking their own lives in cold waters of mangled metal looking for four others who were in the water, still missing and presumed dead. As their families await word, Wendy Gillette reports now on the work of investigators figuring out why this cargo ship lost power only to drift and destroy.
New traffic video from the Maryland Department of Transportation shows the massive cargo ship approaching the Francis Scott Key Bridge moments before it crashed into the span. The National Transportation Safety Board also released video of what's left. Sections of the bridge bent and crumpled around the front of the ship.
Our mission is to determine why something happened, how it happened, and to prevent it from reoccurring. Again, to save lives.
The NTSB says there were 21 crew and two pilots on board the ship when it rammed into the bridge. It was transporting 56 containers of hazardous materials, and according to the NTSB, some of those containers were breached. Authorities say they have seen a sheen on the water indicating chemical leaks. Officials have started identifying the six victims, all construction workers. 40-year-old Miguel Luna had three children and was originally from El Salvador. 34-year-old Maynor Yasir Suazo Sandoval had two kids and was from Honduras.
We know that they were hard workers. We know that they love soccer. We know that they love, you know, their families and the community.
All wreckage from the crash must be cleared before the Port of Baltimore can reopen to ships. The Navy is bringing in barges equipped with cranes to help. Logistics experts say it's possible prices could rise if the global supply chain is disrupted.
So let's talk about that and drill down on that other impact. We're talking about shipping. The Port of Baltimore sees more vehicle imports and exports than any other port in the United States. So a closed port means people are without jobs. Now, as to the shipments, and they're floating out there waiting right now, we understand that the cargo ships are finally being redirected to other ports along the East Coast. A lot of layers to this story. And for the latest updates, stay with us on air and online, KPIX.com, and streaming on our CBS News Bay Area app.
Well, time now for a look at this morning's other top stories. A deadly police shooting sending shockwaves through the quiet community of Pacifica. Officers shot and killed a mother after she allegedly shot her adult son. It happened yesterday morning. Police say the woman was driving away from the apartment complex on Francisco Boulevard when they arrived, and officers were forced to fire when she pointed a gun at them.
We're so sorry, but the loss of life is always a horrible thing. And we're sorry that whatever it was came to that.
Well, the son is in stable condition at a hospital. The district attorney's office is investigating. The Vallejo Police Department is looking for a new deputy chief. Joseph Gomez is out just 9 months after starting the job. In a short two-line statement released last night, police thanked Deputy Chief Gomez for his service and wished him the best of luck in all future endeavors. Gomez served as police chief in Selma, a small town near Fresno, before coming here. We'll be following this for future developments.
It is my honor to introduce to you our new top police officer, Chief Floyd Mitchell.
Floyd Mitchell is the new police chief in Oakland. Yesterday, he was officially introduced to the people he'll be tasked with protecting. Now, Oakland has had about half a dozen people filling that role in just 4 years. Mitchell was a former chief in Lubbock and Temple, Texas. He explained how he will tackle the job here.
My approach is high visibility, responsible, proactive policing that is procedurally just, data-driven, and grounded in evidence-based strategies that address our most difficult issues.
Mitchell says his first order of business will be getting to know the people in the department and in the community. Reed.
Well, a new attempt to recall Governor Gavin Newsom getting a green light by the California Secretary of State. Here we go again. Secretary Shirley Weber giving the go-ahead for those who want Newsom out of office to go ahead and start collecting signatures. Recall backers will need to get 1.3 million signatures just to get the question of ousting Newsom on the ballot. The group Rescue California says Newsom has mishandled the homeless issue as well as problems with rising crime. Newsom stayed in office, you might remember, after another failed recall effort 3 years ago. Then another recall effort to report in California, and this one more locally based. Parents in the Santa Rosa School District want to boot school board president Omar Medina. They say Medina isn't making safety enough of a priority. Just last March, a 16-year-old boy died in a stabbing at Montgomery High School. Parents in a group called Safe Campus Alliance want school resource officers on campus. Mr. Medina reportedly opposes that. Here's parent Stephanie Taylor pushing back.
Being a resource that we can offer immediately because the city, and particularly the police department, is willing to work and modify the program.
So Medina, supporters say having the officers on campus can cause trouble for students of color. We tried to talk to Medina at the meeting, but his only reply at the time was, quote, "I'm busy running a board meeting."